know we got that all nailed down over here.
That's wonderful. You got the consent agreement?
Yes, sir, the consent agreement's all through.
When are you going to take it up?
It'll be brought up Thursday, first thing Thursday.
Okay.
Well, everything will be set aside, and I talked with Bob McNamara. He wondered if he ought to come over here, but from what I gather, unless he just wants to make his regular touches with the committee chairman, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, he's going to testify in the morning, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to testify over here tomorrow. Yeah.
Now, what do you mean, come over?
Well, he was wondering whether he ought to do any preliminary work over here. He apparently ran into a little flack in the house where they thought that that he didn't have too many details.
Yeah.
But I think that in light of John Stennis's attitude on armed services and Carl Hayden's and Maggie and all, we really don't have any problem.
God bless you. That's a good job.
All
that's
right.
The way to work now. And you better watch. Better watch these liberals around town about gunboat diplomacy, because we've got a fairly good story here. We got word Saturday. We asked the revolution. We asked immediately for ceasefire. We didn't get it. We asked for it Monday. We didn't get it. Tuesday afternoon, we met with them, with the OAS, told them that it's a very grave situation. They met Wednesday. They debated it, but they adjourned. Went off, didn't do anything. Wednesday afternoon at 5:16, well, the roof fell in, and we had to decide whether we were going to endanger 8,000 people or act. They had not acted that morning. They had not acted the day before. So we did act and notify them, come on and act too. And we went before them. They debated it today, and then it went over from Wednesday to Friday. We went and begged them to please come back Thursday and not wait till Friday. And they finally agreed to do it. They came back. They sent their people in there. Now we've got some pretty rough names suggested to lead the government. I've told them we don't want those. Go back and get us some good progressive liberal people that would have the respect of folks, but be sure they're not dictators. We'll have an interim government, and then have free elections and try to supervise them and so forth. And we up to now, God's been with us. We haven't killed a single civilian, and we've got extra 300 or 400 out again today.
Wonderful. Mr. President, I called Mr. Braun over to the State Department and had him send over here the full statement on the chronology of events and the steps that have been taken. And Mike Mansfield made a brief statement in the Senate here. I talked with Mike, and we're now putting into the record, and there'll be a couple of other senators comment on it, the steps that you did take so that the review that you gave us this morning will be a part of the record here.
That's good. Well, I think it's pretty good. Everybody I shook hands with, even Church, said he's 100% behind us. So I think it's pretty good. And
very good. I had a good talk today with Munoz, by the way. He was over here with Betancourt.
He was upset.
Well, I think he'll be fine now. He's quite pleased, as a matter of fact. And I mentioned to him just what you said about some of our liberal friends jumping on this. And I said it would be very bad if they did, and urged upon him to kind of be of help to us. He just left here about 15 minutes ago, and I think that maybe they'll... Well, he was in good spirits, to be frank about it.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.